everybody. I'm Amy.
And I'm Haley.
And this is the
Amy and Haley podcast. Today's episode
is The Dead Romantics, a book review.
By Ashley
Posner?
Ashley Ponton?
Ponton.
Something?
Poston.
Poston. We were so close and so far.
It is a, I guess marketed as a romance novel. Contemporary romance.
I would assume so, especially, like, with how the cover looks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apparently, it's a Good Morning America book club pick.
Wow.
Wow.
That means, yes, it is very popular. And I have seen it on TikTok a lot, too. Mm. So, do you want to give a quick synopsis for those who may want to stop, drop, and grab the book?
Okay. It is about a writer. She's a ghostwriter. For this popular author, and she doesn't believe in love anymore because her boyfriend broke her heart. And this story is about her trying to finish this book that she has to write, and also find her way back to love. And it's about family.
Yes.
But it's like careful because I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think of things that, like, you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't spoil it.
Also, maybe it's already in the synopsis, so you're not spoiling it, really. And she can see ghosts because it's in the synopsis. Mm-hmm. It's not a spoiler.
Is that what you were thinking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So, it has that paranormal element.
Yeah.
Just in that ghost aspect.
Mm-hmm. And nothing else, really.
Yeah, for the most part, it's pretty contemporary, normal, human life.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're interested in something like that, a mix of romance and family and fresh, fun, thoroughly modern book, then I recommend it for you.
Yeah. I mean, do you recommend it? That's the real question.
All right, let's head into our ratings.
Yes.
For the book, The Dead Romantics.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Three, two, one, four stars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do feel like you already knew that because I accidentally put it on my
Goodreads. Oh, yeah. That's true.
But you forgot.
I did forget.
So that's even better. So it was as if you didn't know.
No. Yeah. I think when I first started it, I was like, oh, this is going to be really good because I saw that you had rated it four stars. And then as I was reading it, I was kind of disappointed because your four stars led me astray.
Which is why we can't tell each other our ratings, because then it'll, like, have expectations.
Yeah, but I don't think it swayed me.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have expectations. Great expectations.
Well, the fact that while you're reading this book and you told me that you didn't finish it, like, not didn't finish it, like, you were set, slowed your pace.
Yeah.
I was worried you were going to rate it two stars.
Oh, no. It's like, I think it was just very predictable.
Mm-hmm.
I think is the reason I didn't, like, devour it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I was like, okay, obviously he's not dead.
Right.
Spoiler.
But also, does that mean that the something about it wasn't good enough for it to be higher?
There was no spark. Like, I do. Okay, yeah, so many books. You know when you were saying, like, oh, do you ever get bored when the books are the same?
Right.
And I was like, I guess I kind of do. But because, like, with this one, it was sort of like, oh, okay, I kind of felt the romance, but nothing gave me butterflies.
Mm.
Did it give you butterflies? Were you like, oh my gosh, giggling?
It did not. It didn't give me butterflies in a sense where when you get to, like, certain moments, you feel, right?
Yeah,
kind of like, ah!
Yeah.
But I did think their moments were cute.
Yeah.
And there's a difference, right, between, like, when you feel something in your pit, in your soul, that
in your armpit.
Yeah, that there's something, the romance is absolutely wonderful versus, oh, that's pretty cute. And I think for me, that was, I enjoyed it because I thought it was cute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I can't remember if it was this book that got me out of a slump or not. I read this a while back, but I did give it 4 stars because I felt like it was an enjoyable read.
Okay.
Something about it, though, I do think that I was misled into thinking this was, like, romance.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
I felt like this romance was a subplot in this.
Oh. I mean, I thought you would like that because it was about, like, family.
I did. Well, that's my 4 stars, okay, but not 5 stars. Oh. I think also because lately I've been in the mood for a spicy book.
Oh, okay. So you wanted spice.
Yeah, I was seeking spice.
Oh, okay. I do think that's why I also didn't finish it. Why I stopped like halfway through. Because I read something else with like more spice.
Oh.
Kind of like took over that. Because actually, I know I talked about it a few episodes because I started this one. I thought it was going to be really like, I thought it was going to be 4 stars potentially. Because I started it on the plane. Mm-hmm. Right, and then
you liked it on the plane.
Yeah, I liked the beginning, and then you know, like, I didn't really want to like bawl because her dad dies in the beginning pretty mm-hmm. early on, and I was like, well, that's really sad. And so also just like I put it down because it was, you know, when you're on a plane, so yeah. I know, and like it was dark, it was nighttime, and yeah. so I didn't want to like turn on the reading light.
Yeah.
Just because the guy next to me was sleeping, mm-hmm. and the guy next to me was, and I just like didn't really want to bother. I know it's like a very directed light.
It but is.
I didn't like it. Still like illuminates the people around you. You know when they turn off the.
That's so considerate of you.
So I put the book away, mm. and that's really why I like put it back down. And so I started reading something else on my phone that had more spice, and I was like, this is better.
Anyways. Wait, which book is it? Do you think I'll like it?
No, I already talked to you about it. You already added it to your list of no judgment zone.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's right.
That's what I read on the plane instead.
Mm.
And then I didn't really feel like picking that one back up when I got home. You know what I mean? But I did finish it. And it was like, it was good. It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, yeah.
It was just kind of like middle of the road.
I see. A solid 3 stars.
Three stars, I think.
Yeah, I think 4 stars was timing for me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I was just like, oh yeah, this is light. Yeah. Not like it light, was light, yeah. But like,
it's a death. But it is like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
That, no, I know, right at the beginning, I was like, oh, okay. No, like, it really pulled me in at the beginning, and then everything else was just kind of like,
flat.
So predictable. Like, okay. And then at the end, they don't even, like, it's not, I don't know, I think I wanted more of, like, them in a relationship instead of, like, kind of cut to black, you know, as they say.
They did cut yeah. to black, yeah. Which is funny. Okay, so, the back of the book says romance is dead. Romance was dead.
Dang, a brutal review from Amy.
But for me, why is it 4 stars? Because I do think, I liked the family aspect, like you called out.
Oops.
The family aspect was great. I loved her relationship with her brother, how she was navigating her relationship with her sister.
Oh, yeah.
It was like rocky roads, and then them kind of like coming together at mm-hmm. the end and sharing their, I guess, like different perspectives and like what they were going through. And then I liked when she walked with him in like the graveyard.
Yeah.
And there was it was like raining when they were like, he was walking her home yeah. and he was like being supportive. I'm like, aw, so cute. So see, I like those moments, but there's yeah. just no spice.
Yeah. There was like a little bit of, you know, like tension when he's like, oh, I wish I could touch you kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But like, that was it. It was just like a little bit.
It was a sprinkle.
Yeah. I just think it's like she made it so obvious he wasn't dead.
Oh yeah, I knew he wasn't dead.
Yeah, I was like, even Amy knows.
Yeah, you're so, you knew me. You're like, if Amy doesn't know that he's not dead, then she's serious. There's something seriously wrong with her.
I wasn't thinking that. I would never think that. Yeah. But I just like, I think she. I wish she was more kind of subtle with it.
Yeah.
Or just, I think it, like, he died too soon. Like, immediately she's like, oh, he's dead. I'm like, okay, he can't be dead.
Right,
like,
too soon.
Right off the bat. Yeah, like, literally, so dumb. But whatever.
So do you think if he had died later, it would, or no matter what, it's like, it's a romance, there's no way he's dead.
Probably. But maybe if he, you know, I mean, I guess the book would have to be longer in that case for them mm-hmm. to, like, have a little bit of, you know, they didn't really have much
to go with.
at the beginning, yeah. And then all of a sudden she goes home and she's like, oh my God, you're dead. Like, maybe when her dad died and she goes home, he goes and, like, you know, he's, like, texting her about her book, blah, blah, blah. She's like, my dad. And he goes and sees her. Mm-hmm. And then, like, on his way back to the city, maybe he dies.
Ooh, that yeah.
That would be a little bit more. But at the same time, I guess the real plot twist would be that he is dead. That would have been crazy, you know?
Okay, I was actually going to jump in and say, wouldn't it be, like, braver for the author to actually kill him?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then at the end, we'd actually feel something.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the love was almost could have been.
But would you have rated it 4 stars? Like, would you have liked it? I mean, I think, okay, personally, if that had happened, I think I would have been like, wow, like, wonderful take on by the author. Because obviously she made it obvious that he wasn't dead, but he actually ended up being dead. Yeah. It would have been like, whoa, that's crazy. But it's like a romance book. It's not really then, right?
Yeah. But, like, well, what I'm thinking is, like, this is not romance. It's, like, some... Okay. So, you know how they say, like... I don't know if this is related. But there is fantasy romance and romantic fantasy genres.
Okay, yeah.
So, romantic fantasy is, like, the fantasy has romantic elements.
Okay, wait.
Romantic.
Romantic fantasy?
Yeah. The fantasy has romantic elements.
Oh.
And then fantasy romance.
Yes.
Is that romance? It's a romance book.
Yes.
That is in a fantasy world.
Yes. I feel you.
So I think, like, for this, if there was, like, contemporary romance and romance, whatever, if it was in, like, this kind of explanation genre, then I feel like this one would be the romantic fantasy version.
So, like, instead of contemporary romance, it's romance contemporary.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Yeah. Nice.
But I do think it... I wonder if they, like, do have a name
for this.
Because in my head, that is... I get what you're saying, that you... Like, maybe we should just change the label to, like... Yeah. Because this is... I'm like, there's so much... Yeah.
I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, wouldn't someone just say, it's just fiction? It just wouldn't go in the romance section. It's just fiction.
But, like, it is contemporary romance. Yeah. Like, this is what I would think of as contemporary romance. Yeah. Like, what did you think of as, like, contemporary romance?
Contemporary romance, I think of maybe... What's that book? Book Lovers? Beach Read?
In my head, are they not in the same category?
Because I think, maybe it's just the author didn't have enough romance for me. And the ghost element totally just, like, created more of a barrier.
Is it that she didn't have enough romance or that the romance wasn't, like, good? Because I'm like, I feel like if in my head they're the same category, it's just Emily Henry's version is up here.
Oh.
This one's here. Like, it's like, you know, the spectrum of, like, where they place them, you know? Because obviously there's going to be good ones and bad ones in the genre.
That's a good point.
Because I think, like, those ones don't have, like, a lot of spice.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Maybe the other ones just did it better, and then...
Yeah. But if you think about, like, high school romance books...
Oh, yeah.
Mm. And then this one, mm-hmm. and then Beach Read...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are they all in the same category? Or is the high school one... That's its own separate.
Yeah.
But what is that called? High school romance?
YA
romance?
Y-A. Oh, separately though. This reminds me. A quick aside before we go back to the book. Remember how I said I was looking for spicy books?
Yes, just now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I was getting my next round of books from the library, and then I realized all the books I got were mainly YA. And it's, like, too late now because I got them. So, do I power through them or do I pause and get some spicy books and read those until I've had my fill and then go back to them? Do I power through or just stop them and get new ones?
I would not power through.
Because then it would affect how I rate them, huh?
Yeah, I just think it gets really boring. You need variety. But also, I thought that, like, Kel Carpenter one... feel like that's the author, and I don't know why, because now I'm like, don't think that's the author. That one I thought was more a little spicy.
Which one?
It's like a girl and potentially two people behind.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Got it. Yeah.
Okay. Did you already read that one? Or
nope.
No? Okay.
I've been really busy at work, so it's a little disappointing. I stopped. Oh, so is our next book. So our next book, I decided that it is a good palate cleanser, maybe from how I was feeling about spicy books, and then do I read the YA, da, 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 da. So I was like, oh, I should read the next book that we're going to review.
Oh.
If We Were Villains by something something.
Hmm.
And it's a mystery, totally different from the books that we both normally read.
Mm-hmm.
And so I read the first couple pages, and I thought, maybe. So I'll let you know how that is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it seems like interesting, just because I'm trying to be more open-minded.
Uh-huh.
So.
That's very suspicious.
Just wanted to give you an update that I'm reading our next book.
Oh.
So, listeners out there, if you want to get ahead of the game.
That'll be in 2 weeks from now, I guess. Oh, gosh. I will have to get on reading that. If you're curious, right now I'm reading Lessons in Chemistry.
Oh, how's that?
It's good.
Mm.
I don't want to like spoil it, but I cried.
Ooh.
And I was like, I didn't know this book was about this because Ooh. This was sad. But also there's a dog in the book and I'm feeling emotional. So I was like, ugh, why now? I had to read it now.
It's fate.
So, that's what I'm reading, and it's good.
That's good. I'll add it to my list.
It's already on your list.
I know, but, like, maybe bump it up the list.
It's funny because I've had it for a while, but, like, the library just auto-renews the books, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's just been auto-renewing, and so I'm fine with that. And then it's due on Saturday mm-hmm. or on Friday. And it did not auto-renew, because I guess someone put a hold on it. So, now I have to read it, which is why... It's like 400 pages, so I'm like, I'll just read 100 pages a day, and then I'll return it.
That's great!
Mm-hmm.
Setting achievable goals, you know?
Thank you. Thank you, yeah. So, I have to finish that one, because there's no alternative.
Oh my gosh! Okay, since we're talking about libraries... Mm-hmm. Okay, I promise we'll get back to the book.
Well, I think we've summed up a lot of it.
Have you ever accidentally ripped a book?
Okay, actually, I just did.
No, I just did.
But I didn't want to say it because, you know, they could come after you.
I just ripped the cover of the paperback, not just inside where you can hide it. I ripped the cover.
What happened?
Okay, so the place that I usually get books, their books are usually old. And so... I got the book, and the book cover was already had slight rips, like small ones, maybe the size, like a centimeter, a couple of them in the front. And so I was putting my books in the book bag, and I guess that one was already in there. Should have used the crochet thing you gave me for the paperback books, but I had gotten my hardback book, and I put it in, and I heard... I'm like, oh, no! I pulled it out and ripped halfway through. It's not, like, off, you know, obviously, but it's, like, it's, you can't go around it.
Yep, halfway's a lot.
It's the first time it's ever happened to me.
No, yeah, because that's never happened to me. I, on one hand, I'm, like, tape it.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, they're gonna come after you.
Yeah, I should just come clean now. Should I go up to them and say, I did this, how much do I pay now?
I feel like you tape it,
uh-huh.
And then you go up to them and say, hey, I ripped this, but I taped it. And then they'll say, okay. And I think that's that.
You think so?
I'm not entirely sure. Because on one hand, maybe they would prefer to tape it themselves.
Right?
And so maybe you don't show up with it taped at all. But if it were me, I feel like I would tape it.
Okay, I'll
personally.
Do that. I'll tape it.
I don't know, though. Don't quote me on that.
Tape it and go up to them, or tape it and put it in like nothing happened. Like, in the bin.
My guilt would not allow me to do that, but
yeah, it's even worse when they come after you, like, oh, you tried to
try to hide this.
Take the coward's way out.
I mean, what were you thinking?
Like, actually going up to them and saying how much.
So, don't tape it. You're not going to tape it. Okay.
I would say, do you want me to buy you a new book and I'll just keep this one?
Did you like it?
I didn't read it. Just assume I haven't read any books for a very long time.
Well, I saw that you read one that your boyfriend picked out and rated it like 2 stars.
Oh, yeah. That was last week. And it was bad.
Yeah, I thought it would be bad. Sorry.
It was okay. I have to tell you.
Okay.
So, if you thought this one had this romance was not, like, imagine that, but with a love interest that you know that she's not going to be with in the end. So the whole book is about someone that you know she's not going to be with.
Interesting. Okay.
So basically the plot of the story is that this girl, her grandma can know who you'll be with. Like, not who know who you'll be with. Know what day you'll meet your love.
Oh, and she met 2 people.
No, she broke up with her loving boyfriend because she knew her date was coming up.
Oh.
And then she meets this guy, and immediately, right off the bat, I knew that he wasn't the one, just right, because the vibes I was getting. He just started talking about his band, and he never asked about her. And then she was so in love with him because she's like, he is the one.
Because she met him on that day.
Because she met him on that day.
Okay.
And then...
I'm invested.
Should I tell you the rest of the...
Yeah, I'm not going to read it. You said it was bad. Exactly. Spoil it. Let's go.
And so she continues to go on dates with this guy. And there are these... It's not red flags, but he's obviously not the one in a sense where there's no chemistry. And he does his own thing. He's always, like, doing his band stuff. Mm-hmm. Whenever they have, like, a moment, they're going on a date or something, he talks about his band.
Okay.
So I'm getting the vibe that he's not into her. And then she meets this other guy on a different day. And I'm like, oh, this guy is the guy she's supposed to be with, uh-huh, right?
Uh-huh.
But the guy has a girlfriend.
Okay.
And he's really into her.
Okay.
So I said, maybe they're tricking me, and uh-huh, this is a platonic friendship. Okay. Okay. But why, right? But I kept my eye out. I'm like, maybe they're going to trick me. And he is the love interest.
Uh-huh.
So I pay attention to their moments together, and they have no chemistry either. Their moments are, she's talking to the second guy, and he's always on his phone.
Okay.
So I'm like, no.
Sad. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not this guy.
Okay.
So I just keep reading. I'm like, what's gonna happen? She proceeds to go on more dates with the first guy.
Okay.
And then she tells him about the date thing. Uh-huh. And then, you know, he's like, oh, that's fine. Like, I'm not afraid or anything. No, okay, pressure. I'll be with you. So basically that is the whole book, is just her going on dates with this guy. And then having other interactions with her friends and that second guy. And then probably we have 1/4 of the book left. And her grandma dies.
Oh.
I know, sad.
Okay.
And then her sister, who is happily married, tells the family, like, oh, actually, I didn't meet my husband on the day grandma said.
Okay.
And everyone's like, ah! And then the girl is like, oh my gosh, I thought it was real. Why didn't you tell me? Because I broke up with my boyfriend that I loved better. Because da 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 da. So then now she goes through a spiral and she realizes that this guy isn't for her. Because other points that became more red flags was that he didn't want kids and she wanted kids. He didn't want to get married, but she wanted to get married. Came up later towards the book. So she's like, oh, I don't think we're meant to be together. He's like, oh yeah, me neither. Okay. And I'm like, we've got like 30 pages left, folks. Like, what's all this? And then she is sad, and then someone comes to her door, and it's that other guy. And he's like, oh, I broke up with my girlfriend. Can I hang out with you? I'm like, what? What is this? I'm so confused. And then she looks at him, and she says, wow, I've never looked at him this way before. He's so attractive. And then she kisses him. I'm like, what? And then that's the end.
Oh. That is unsatisfying. You
see, that is unsatisfying, not fulfilling. There was no... It would be different if there was already chemistry.
Yeah.
With anyone. But there's no chemistry. And I knew that the first two people were not going to be together. And I thought the other people would be together, but they had no chemistry.
Yeah, but I guess they did get together.
Yeah.
But also, why would your sister not tell you? Like, you don't have to tell grandma, but you could tell your sister.
Right?
I would be pretty upset if I was a sister.
Yeah.
Like, I thought we were close.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Thank you for listening to my story. But I was so angry. I wanted to go to Goodreads and actually write a review.
You should have.
I should have.
Yeah.
In the moment, I was going to say, maybe I can go back and do it now, but I wanted to say, why would you write a romance book that is not about, there's no romance. This is not a romance book. Why would you waste my time giving me moments of her and someone she's not going to be with? But, like, the whole book. Not even, like, some of the book.
When you first said that, when that was, like, you know, the line that you said,
yeah.
I thought of If He Had Been With Me. And I was like, that's basically that book. But they tell the whole story.
Oh, yeah.
With her boyfriend. It's like, okay, obviously you guys aren't going to be together long. But that one's worse. Because even at the end, you're like...
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
But the writing, I think this one's writing style was even worse. Like, I was bored.
Also, you must have finished it pretty quickly if you're kind of scrolling, zooming through it. I feel like it's one of those ones that, like, you keep reading because you're like, how does this end? Yeah. Like, this is so dumb. How does it end?
Like, there's no way this can keep going.
Yeah. And then you finish it and you're like, what the hell?
Well, did you like the writing style of Dead Romantics?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be honest. The brother and I think the brother's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what the brother's name is. And I felt like I kept getting confused. And I was like, Carter? And then the, like, receptionist. But I think there was, like, another receptionist.
There was another person there, right?
Yeah, there were, like, two people as receptionists.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The girl and the guy.
Yeah. And I was confused.
So you're confused many times?
Yeah, with the people's names. Because they kind of, like, they kind of introduce them, but at the same time, like, use the names, like, together.
I don't remember if I was confused or not. I may have just skimmed it and put them in as one person. I was like, all right, keep going.
That's fair. Because I was, like, I think the brother's name was Carter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, who's Carter? Because she, like, occasionally talked about her brother. But, like, not really.
Mm-hmm. Only when she went to the house.
Yeah. And, but, like, even then, like, mostly, because most of her, like, family issue, I feel like, was with her sister.
Yeah.
So, like, that was more important than her and her brother. So, rarely would they be, like. But, yeah, I like the writing style. It was good. It kept me interested, I think.
I heard some reviews where people who didn't like the book said that it was because of the writing style.
Oh, did you not like the writing style?
No, I liked the writing style, so I was confused, so I wanted to know what your thoughts were. And apparently you didn't have any issues in the writing style either. They said that there was too much references to pop culture or modern.
Oh.
And they thought the characters were immature about the Zoom Zoom juice. She called her coffee Zoom Zoom juice and things like that.
Oh, okay.
But to me...
That's like character.
Yeah. Also, I can imagine myself doing something like that.
Yeah. But also, it's not like she said it all the time.
I think it was like three. Twice. Yeah.
And that was like at the end. Is that your big critique?
No, but that was a common...
Interesting.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was interesting. I'm like, I did not see that as an issue for me. Are you trying to remember?
I'm trying to think of a moment where I thought, oh, this character is immature.
Oh, yeah? Did you?
No. Can you see a moment of silence, please, while I think? It's funny. Okay, so... side note.
I was ready to give you a moment of silence.
We had board game night last night with our family.
Mm-hmm.
And we're playing. And my dad's trying to think, but, like, he doesn't like when other people are talking while he's thinking. And so he was like, shh, I'm trying to think. And then my mom was getting upset because she's like... Like, why do you want me to be quiet? And so every time we would, like, kind of talk around my dad while he's thinking. And then I was like, shh, Dad has to think you have to be quiet. And so I was just like, oh, I did that just now.
It's okay, I understand. Sometimes there's a lot going on and your brain just needs silence.
Yeah, I'm just like trying to replay the book back because there's obviously two halves in my head. One half was done recently and the other half was done many, many moons ago. Like a whole month ago.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that was me. The whole book is a whole month ago.
I can't think of a time where I was like, oh, she's so immature.
Yeah, me neither. Even when she said Zoom Zoom Juice, I think it's just because I'm like, oh yeah, personality, right? Some people just...
Yeah. And it's not like she said it all the time. It was like literally twice, three times.
Yeah. Yeah, I've read bad writing style. And to me, this one does not categorize where I immediately think bad.
Yeah. I feel like, and reading it had nothing to do with like the writing style. Like it actually went really, really fast.
Yeah. To the people who had mixed reviews on this, we have reviews, but that is not one of our opinions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it had dropped on Goodreads because it was at four stars solid.
And now it's under four?
Yeah, it's like 3.95.
Oh, Amy, you made you read an under 4-star book. That's so sad.
No. I think your rating is a solid rating for the book if someone's looking for something that's like a solid book.
Yeah, it's a solid book.
And then for me, it's like if it's a good day, you might rate it 4 stars.
That's true.
So recommend if you're looking for something like that.
Yeah. You know that, yeah, it's like a good...
Yeah. Also like forgettable in a sense where I think 5-star reads are books that stay with you. And you think about it. Now I'm going to go side note because I just thought about something else. Okay. That's how we roll around here. We just jump to different things. People have been talking about the book Fourth Wing. Mm-hmm. And how its hype has allowed it to have a crazy high rating on Goodreads.
Oh.
For the book that it is. I think it's really close to 4.7 or 4.8 on Goodreads with a lot of like ratings. I don't remember how much. 30,000, 40,000. And it's new, so that's why it's crazy. So, why did I say that? I don't remember. What was I talking about? So, maybe we should read that. That's maybe the
Well, I thought we were going to read that. Didn't you put that on our list?
I did, but I just put it.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
confirmation.
Fair. I mean, I have. It's funny. Side note. We should call our podcast Side Note. I think that'd be so cute. that I have been seeing a lot of this one book all of a sudden, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna add it to my Goodreads, and normally I don't add them to my Goodreads, but I was like, I'll add this to my Goodreads, and then when I did, I saw that you had already read it, and I was like, oh, because I was like, Amy, we should read this, and I was like, she already read it.
Which one?
It's like Thresh something something, it's by Brandon Sanderson. It's like that.
Oh, yeah. Tress and the Emerald Sea. Yeah. Yes. I think you should read it.
Mm-hmm. So I've been seeing that a lot. And I feel like I've seen that one really recently a lot. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's in like book talks with like Fourth Wing. Is it called Fourth Wing?
Yeah.
That, you know, when something is like too hyped and I'm like, I don't want to read it now just because.
Because of the hype.
Yeah.
It's funny, my opposite is, what is the hype? I need to know.
I'm like, if too many people like this book, it's probably not that good.
I only feel that way about Throne of Glass series. Just because I can't feel it anymore.
But it was so good!
I had the feels, and when I stopped having the feels for it, everyone had the feels for
That's
it.
That's true. Okay, I saw this book talk recently that was like, basically, okay, let me gather my thoughts. For our generation, for example, mm-hmm. that it was like Throne of Glass is getting so much, it's like has so much hype.
Yeah.
Like, I guess kind of what you were saying about Fourth Wing for like what it is. Anyways, and that I'm really trying to get my words together. I wish that I could be the most like literate person ever because I have so many thoughts in this brain and yet no words. Just like that the Mortal Instruments.
Yeah.
Could have been like what Throne of Glass is. Mm. Like basically everyone's sleeping on the Mortal Instruments mm-hmm. series. They're like pretty similar, but one has like really big hype
yeah.
because of
TikTok.
Yeah, or something that, like, it was in the right era, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The Mortal Instruments was, like, done, you know?
Yeah.
Sort of.
So it's over now.
Yeah.
You can't get hyped about it.
Yeah, but they were like, that could have been the big hype.
Yeah, huh? Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was pretty hyped.
I was like, that's a really good take. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Like, why is Throne of Glass getting so much hype compared? But I'm like, I feel like I'm missing out. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, and there's so many things. And I'm like, I feel like the second half of the series has just a totally different plotline than the first book that we read.
I know? Yeah.
But yeah.
I probably won't read it, though.
Yeah.
Because of what I said about series. That's so sad.
But it's nice that we're both not really, like, series people, because that kind of makes it easier.
It does. For us.
Yeah.
It works out.
Yeah.
That's why we're book friends.
We're not real life friends.
Okay.
Just the way you said it made it sound like you were really saying that.
Yeah.
Were we saying something else?
We were. Sometimes we go on too many side notes, like the tangents go on tangents.
But this one,
what was the main point of what I was trying to say and what we were trying to say? The last thing I remember was telling you that this book dropped in stars.
Yeah.
And then I lost it completely. I had a point, but I guess that's it.
That it dropped in stars.
Yeah.
And that Fourth Wing is really high in stars.
When you say it like that, it seems really simple. But I'm sure I had something really deep going on for it.
I think you did, honestly.
Yeah.
And then just shoot. That's our rating.
Yeah. And our next book review will be We Are Villains by Something Something Real.
We Are Villains.
Oh, if we were villains?
Yeah.
Yeah, so grab the book. Are you in for a mystery this summer?
Ooh. Ooh.
We should have read it for Halloween. But that'd be too far away.
It's funny. That we started watching Shadow and Bone season 2. And I was like, this is like a fall show. It's not like a summer show. Because it's so like...
dark.
Yeah, it's like so dark.
Everything's black.
Yes!
I imagined it that way in my book.
It's so dark. And it's so like serious and like drama filled. And I was like, this is not a fun, happy summer
show. No, yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm not really in the mood for this. But
maybe that's our next Daisy show. Jones and the Six?
It seems so long, though. Have you heard anything?
What? About Daisy Jones and the Six? No.
Okay. Me neither.
Yeah.
I feel like that hype died down.
Yeah, it did.
So fast.
Especially since we read it, and... I forgot, did you give it 3 stars or 4 stars? 3 stars, huh?
Maybe 4.
Maybe I rated it 4s, too. But see, forgettable! Oh, no.
Because I think you liked the, like, right... that you were like... I remember you saying that the interview style was very unique, and that's why I gave it an extra star.
Yeah, extra star for coolness.
Yeah.
Taylor Jenkins Reid. But not 5 star, so forgettable. Everything's forgettable. Oh, I feel like this episode I was all over the place. I can't even remember anything.
No, that's good, though.
Yeah?
It's fresh.
Fresh.
We'll have a lot of content. And this was like a simple book review. We're not heated, we're just like, well.
It's funny. When will be our next... Maybe the next one will be heated because it's a mystery. We'll be like, ooh, what did you think?
That's true.
And then you will say, I knew it already, Amy. It was predictable. And I said, ah, I didn't know. I didn't see that coming.
I do want you to read Lessons in Chemistry.
Okay.
But it was really, really hyped. People liked it.
Yeah, people did. Mm-hmm. I think it was rated in something.
Yeah. I remember we were both like, the synopsis doesn't sound that good, but people like it, so we'll try and read it.
Yeah.
Is basically what happened with that one.
Yeah, maybe I'll find it somewhere, pick it up, and then see if we can finish it around the same time.
Yeah. Anyways, I ripped my library book because my friend got me a bookmark, and I put it in the book, but it's I guess it's one, like, kind of metal-y.
Oh.
Yeah, and so it ripped the page a bit. And I was like, this is a terrible bookmark.
Those metal ones are scary. Is the clippy ones? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should have known it would rip the page. Pretty, though. So now I'll just, like, slide it in the between the pages, I guess. But it's so slick, it'll just, like, fall right through the book. You know what I mean? If you're not careful. So, whatever. That's how I ripped mine, just if you're curious. And I was like, oh, no. But not that bad as yours.
So. Yeah, it wasn't bad. But funny that we both ripped a book.
Yeah, around the same time.
Yeah. I'll let you know how how it goes.
I know, you will have to let me know how it goes.
So in the future, if you, do, yeah, if you do rip a book, you know, like, let me blaze the trail for you.
Yeah, and then because I feel like they'll just be like, it's fine, we'll just tape it.
Or you have to get a nice person. Oh, like, yeah. Imagine you get someone who's not a nice person.
It was funny because when I ripped it, I thought, I'm going to have to replace this book. But yours is much worse than mine.
Way worse. I because obviously I spiral. So when I was thinking about it, I was thinking, is there any way I could say this rip was already here?
I know. I think when something bad happens, you go through all the possibilities of how can I get out of this scenario. Yeah. And you landed on no.
Yeah. I landed on being a good person.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. I even considered, like, the way good. I'm like, should I just buy a book? And be like...
Wait, what book is it?
The Something 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 Playlist by Abby Jimenez.
Oh!
See, so it's also, like, not a new book.
Maybe I'll put it on hold.
Why?
And then I'll get the one. And I'll see for myself what happened to it. You know, if it's new, I'll know they made you pay for a new one. And if it's taped, I'll know they just taped it.
It's a first for everything, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sorry that happened. It's pretty traumatic, I think.
Oh, you know, for the same library. Sometimes I get really embarrassed because I ignore the late emails.
Yeah, yeah.
And for this library, they say there is no late fees. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. So for a certain book that I had for a while, they eventually stopped sending those emails and started sending scarier ones. Like, this is the fine you must pay if the book is lost. And, like, you know, the verbiage is, like, different, you know? Yeah, it's not like it's late. It's like, oh, it's lost now.
Yeah, at this point, it's too long.
Yeah.
And now they think the book is lost. Yeah. I got you. So there's no late fees.
Yeah.
But there are lost fees.
Right. So that, they were good. They scared me.
And you returned it?
Yeah, but I was afraid that they might, like, mark my account. Like, this person, you know? So I went up to the nice librarian and I said, guess what I said? I was like, oh, I thought I lost this book, but I found it. And I said, will it be marked against my account? And she's like, oh, no, you found it, so everything is fine. I said, thank you, have a great day. Yeah, so I slept real nice that night.
That's so funny.
The things fear do to you.
Yeah.
And also, I feel like I always want to be a perfect person.
Mm-hmm. Like, I would have just returned it.
Yeah.
And not said anything and just looked at my account.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
Well, now I know for the future, they're not going to do anything to me.
Yep.
I blazed that trail for you.
But think about this, Amy.
Yeah.
That, you know, when you put your book on hold and then you're like, what's taking these people so long? And the answer is because there's no late fees and there's no penalty. The real penalty is that you are holding up someone else who potentially wants to read that book. And that's really what guilts me into returning it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Me trying to think if I ever think like that.
You never think that? Like, oh, why is this book taking so long? I put it on hold and it's taking forever?
No, the trick is I put many books on hold. So whenever they come, when they come, I'm like, oh, I forgot I put this book on hold. Anyways, I think it's time to wrap up this episode. Yes.
This one was supposed to be short, and it's like 15 minutes. Okay, I have a song.
Oh, wow. Off the top of your head.
Yeah, I was like, I have to memorize it. But now that I'm thinking about it, I'm not sure if I recommended it already. Hallucinogenics.
I don't think so, no. Okay. I would have known. I remember every single song that you recommend.
We've done actually a lot of episodes now.
30, right?
Almost. 29, 30. I think 20 was our last one.
Yeah.
Hallucinogenics by Matt Mattson, maybe.
Matt Mattson. Ah, what a name.
Something like that. Matt M.
Hallucination.
No, hallucinogenics. That'll be mine for today.
Nice. I actually just heard a song that was shuffled. You know the special shuffle thing where like random songs come up?
Oh yeah. Do you do that?
Nope.
I mean, clearly. Oh.
But they do that when I play music on my Google Home.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so this song came up from Love, and he sang a song in the soundtrack. He's in the soundtrack for Elemental, the Disney movie.
Oh.
So I don't remember what it's called because I just heard it today. I'm like, wow, I'm going to save this song. It's good. I forgot Love is good. So for anyone wondering, I think you just need to type Element. Is that even the name of the movie?
Elemental? I think so.
Yeah. Look for the name of the movie. Look for Love. I'm sure he'll pop up.
Okay.
And jam to that song.
Okay. In my head, I pronounce it Love.
Oh, Love. To me, Love. Good to know. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.